This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. Every Friday we'll be here until Eagle season. Big games, big events, always better at Chickie's and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Jack, do you know the Top 5-5 is a sponsor now?
What?
It's brought to you by BG Live.
What?
That's right. A special one-night-only event with Eagles legend Brandon Graham on BG Day, May 5th. You can get your tickets right now at 94WIP.com. It's at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. Hope to see you there. All right, let's get to it.
So it's an on-the-record Friday, so I would like to go on the record with 5 things currently happening in my life.
Oh, what you got?
Number 5 is this week I had to help my brother-in-law move something.
Ugh.
The worst thing to move when you're moving is a solid wood dresser.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
dresser's tough. Always heavy.
They suck, man. Yeah. They're always heavy. They never fit.
Did you take the drawers out first?
They would not come out on this thing.
Oh, that makes it impossible.
We had a strap on for this one.
We had to strap on with the wood.
we had to get the straps. And we went underneath the wood, the big wood drawer. And we had to carry it out of the guy's house.
So you put your hands on the wood.
No, not even. All we had to do with the strap was stand up, and it moved.
I'm not touching this.
I'm just letting you know.
Jack, this is why.
But for some reason, I have a vision of, man, which movie was it where they had to go over there and clean the boss's windows, and they had to take a dresser or something up the steps, and it was two guys. They had a strap. What movie is that?
Damn it!
It was something with Ben Stiller in it, right?
Yes. Oh man,
I can't.
I can see it. Yeah,
not something about Mary, was it?
No,
it was something.
Was
about
it?
Mary.
Is that?
I think it was him and Woogie.
Woogie,
dude, we. I remember once my roommate and I, when I lived in Coushocken, we had got it.
It might have been him by himself. He had to take it up by himself.
That's impossible.
We got a big TV when we lived in Conshohocken. This is years ago. But it was when TVs were still heavy. And
awful to move.
So we're going up the stairs, and we got it 3/4 of the way up. Couldn't get it any higher. Had to go all the way back down. I swear we both almost started crying. We started calling local movers to see, and they were like, you need us to move one thing up the stairs? Right. No, that's not what we do. Eventually, a neighbor helped us. Jack, I know you're a young man.
Sure.
This is why when you move from that house, you got to hire a mover.
So I already talked to Jill about it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, everyone tells me we have to hire
Start
a mover.
Saving now.
And she was like, we're not doing that. I was like,
I'll contribute to the fund.
Because the one thing you won't be able to do that, people used to be able to do 20 and 30 years ago, is call up friends and family members to come help you move.
Now, I did help my brother-in-law.
So yeah, you're rare.
A good guy.
Yeah. Don't ever call me.
Nope.
Me neither.
not moving.
Yep.
I usually just call my dad. Me. So
yeah, I'll give you $100.
Yeah.
Yeah, rather than help you, I'll contribute to the fund. All right.
It is the worst thing to move. Fourth thing I want to go on the record about is that Cowboy Jim is a top five caller.
Whoa!
He is. This new evolution of Cowboy Jim is, I'm so pro. It's not even funny.
Top five?
Yeah.
Top five?
Yeah. He's dropped the Cowboys thing and he knows it's over. His evolution into just roasting the show, getting in, getting out.
And hanging up on us.
Which is great.
I can't even hang up on him.
We don't want to extend this thing.
No.
No, it was short phone calls. That's the idea. Yeah, we are a long-winded show with some of the phone callers.
Yeah.
In a perfect world, they're in and out.
Yep.
Cowboy Jim, an unbelievable evolution. I look forward to more first-class trips on every plane that I'm on.
I know what this is about.
No, it's not about that. I forgot about that until right now.
Okay.
I just think he's on a really, really, really upward trajectory.
Wow. That's huge.
It is huge.
Oh, he probably feels good about that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, it's good. The third thing I want to go on the record about is I'm going 5-0 against Joe to camera. 5-0.
That's what I like to hear.
Not losing a single competition. I don't want to go Most Malone, fo.
Right.
Because I'm going for 5. And once I get a date, then I'll start really ramping up the working out process. I'm taking it dead seriously. Mm-hmm. And I'm not worried about him at all. It's not about beating him now. I really just want humiliation.
Yeah, and it's embarrassing him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. What are the 5 events again? Basketball.
Golf.
Tennis.
Basketball, golf, tennis, some running thing. And we're trying to figure out what to do for baseball, but...
Oh.
But I don't know.
Baseball's, I think you should pitch against him.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess so. I'm kind of.
Well, do you get to hit him?
Yeah, I don't know. Again,
right? Does he pitch?
I think we should just do take infield, see who looks better out there. You know.
Oh, there's no way he's fielding ground.
There's a 0% chance.
That's no way.
He is fielding a ground ball. 5-0. 5-0. Second thing I want to go on the record about, and I think this is actually universal. It's not like a scorching hot take, but it's so frustrating to me. And I had to complain to Spike about this the other day. I just miss the person on the other end of a customer service call. I'm so over the
automated service.
Talk to our bot. I don't want to talk to the bot. I want to talk to a human being. The bot does not understand what I'm dealing with. Mm-hmm. I would die. I would die just to talk to a human being when it comes to customer service. I don't want to press all the buttons to get to maybe eventually talk to someone, and then I'm on hold for 25 minutes.
Do you ever do the thing when you're on with the automated thing and you just go, Agent, real person, real person.
That's what I do. Yeah. No, it breaks me. They break me. I want to talk to a real person.
Well, I mentioned yesterday I had to go to the Xfinity store to get the modem, and the fact that a real person was there
to help you,
like helping me.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I get your modem.
Yeah. It's an absolute game changer.
Yeah. Oh my God, having a real, and then you can say, here's the problem, and he can go, oh, I understand.
I can help you with that.
A little bit of empathy.
We've gone way too far. We've gone too far
with
the little bots. I miss it.
I agree.
I miss it so much. I miss it so much. But the number one thing I want to go on the record here on this On the Record Friday is I've never seen someone act softer than Spike Eskin today.
What?
This is out of control.
I've been fine once I had my Advil.
What did you need an Advil for?
My head. I had a headache.
You had one drink last night.
It was a double bourbon.
You've been hungover all day for one drink.
Well, my body is not used to it anymore.
Oh, my God. Like, you sit here like, Taz, I ordered I DoorDashed Advil.
Well, give me a break,
man.
Can
you please go get it for me?
Look, I want to be top notch for you guys.
Has anybody ever DoorDashed Advil?
I'm sure.
I did today.
But they're on their deathbed. like a night out. The night out of drinking. This guy had one drink.
It was a double.
I don't care.
It was a heavy pour.
I'm sure.
I can't drink during the week. I can't.
Well, I sounds like you can't drink, period.
I can't drink during the week because I got up early. I can't drink during the week.
Oh, my God.
Look, man, I just don't have it in me. I'm washed. I'm sorry.
Been on edge all day.
I've been fine once 3 o'clock when I got the Advil.
Then you got DoorDash.
Oh, man, the DoorDash Advil got me. Yeah, that took me out right there.
It's unbelievable.
And then Taz reminded me. I didn't know it. There's a pharmacy 30 yards away. I'm sorry. Look, I felt it when I woke up this morning. I was like, oh, that drink was a mistake.
Oh, my God.
I don't have anything yet. I'm washed. I don't have it.
Are you still not eating anything besides celery?
I eat things other than celery. I'm just vegan. That's why I've been snacking on those fries over there.
Oh, man.
And the crab fries. All right.
I knew he was not going to let that go.
Yeah. That's your number one thing you got to get on the record?
I had to get on the record.
Unbelievable.
It was a tough one.
Unbelievable.
Tough scene here at Chickies and Feeds.
You're the tough scene.
I disagree. Down 20.
My head hurts. You know? My wife's away. I got it.
Oh, you thought it'd be a big night out.
Is.
What's that?
You thought it'd be a big night out with your big one drink.
And yeah.
Do we need to call it Dare?
That crushed me.
Dare. What do you know about Dare?
Yeah. We had Dare. We had Dare.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, people started mocking it with the shirts later.
Right.
If I was going to have a drink, I should have a light beer or something.
Exactly.
You can't have a double.
You can't have one drink and expect to go to work the
next
day.
All right, shut up. I'm here. You know, I thank Ike for carrying me a little bit today. You know, it's one of those days Ike had to carry me. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door. I know what you're saying on Twitter. He always carries. I get it. This day, you know, I understand. I suck. And the show would be better without me. And I just, it should just be like, you know, I get it. Dad got me the job. But today I needed it more than other days. All right.
Sounds like you're going to pour yourself another drink.
Seriously.
Yeah, I might. All right, this hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 6 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Wow, this is
I checked with him twice.
Wait, well, how long ago, though, Buzz?
During the last segment, during top five.
Okay. That might, but then
he's lying.
I'm not.
You are. OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, OG?
OG.
Man, what the hell are y'all doing to my show? I mean, Jack, first of all, your duty blue chew thing, then jack strapping on after the blue chew. It's almost like you putting the cone over, like you ain't, you, it ain't enough for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, then you got Spike. He's taking an Advil after a blue chew. Like, it ain't working. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on here? Ike, what, you got something? You know what I mean? Is it working for you, Ike? That's all I need to know. Are you
no
good?
No comment. No comment. I'm good.
Okay. All right. Now, let me do this here. Because yes. Let me ask y'all guys a question. Now.
Oh, yes, we found the guy that would be pro-trading AJ, yes, by the way. I forgot.
Exactly. Get to it. Get to it.
Hold on.
Let me lay my plan.
If you could save 26, well, you lose $26 million, right? If you trade AJ, that's your dead cap hit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather do that, lose the $26 million in 1 year, than you losing $85 million over the next 2 years, where though you don't need that player? Because
how do you figure
honestly,
we don't need him?
Because I'm not saying we don't need AJ. We don't need the caliber of AJ. I think AJ is too much for this offense. I don't think he's used in the way that he obviously wants to be used. And I think to go ahead and use him the way that he wants to be used is going to take us out of our element. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just thinking, and let's be frank. OG was the first one that said this stuff. Now everybody's saying it. Now Spike said, oh, Howard's informed. And then all these other guys, where the hell is my credit, Spike? Huh? I know Howard's a big shot, but where I get mine at?
You now, never reported to anything.
I put some ball in game months ago about the AJ thing.
No, now, you said you wanted it to happen. Right, there's a difference.
Is saying it now.
Oh, my God.
I said my insider told me, all right?
You don't have any insiders.
I don't know. He's been on this one for a while, Spike.
I ain't supposed to tell you who the hell it is. What would you be the use of having an insider?
You don't have any insiders. Justin is not an insider.
I said Ike is my insider. Now, about that one. Hey, listen. And let me tell you something else, too, Spike. I know everybody want to put Patrick Mahomes, this and that. Let me ask y'all a question. And then this to the whole Delaware Valley. Name me two good defenses and defensive coordinators that Patrick Mahomes beat with in them three championships.
We're not doing this. Here we go. All what right, are you talking
about? Dylan beat all the top damn right, defensive all right. coordinators.
All by himself.
Okay. All right. Why are we doing this today? What are you even talking about?
It's
what are you even
show.
This? It's no, it's
my
not.
Show.
All right.
Now he's mocking you.
Yeah,
I know what he's doing. We're not debating Jalen and Patrick Mahomes. There's no debate. It's silly. I'm not talking.
I just listened to my point. So, Punk, I got it out now. So all right. you ain't got to debate. You lost any damn way. Now, right. I got it all.
Is that it?
Are we good?
All right.
Who's your redhead?
Oh.
Yeah, who's your go-to redhead? OG
nice,
Wade?
John. Yeah. All right, Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty?
Yeah, I don't know what happened there, Spike. I apologize.
Nah, it's
Buzz's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really wanted to call today just to say happy belated anniversary.
Oh, thank you, Tasty Cake.
You know, what a terrific first year.
Thank you.
You guys are aces in my book.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And I thought the show Wednesday might have been – I was more glued into that show Wednesday than I can ever – you know, I've been listening to WIP and calling WIP for 27 years. Wednesday was – fascinating, just that
the grades,
the callers that critique all the callers, I always find fascinating because it's usually never positive.
Never positive.
It's never,
not yeah. possible.
And just you guys critiquing the callers. You guys went on a little bit of thing where you threw out about 10 or 12 names, and just like your input on what you thought of different callers. I just found that fascinating.
Oh well, thanks. Thanks. I appreciate you liking the anniversary Greta show.
Yeah, I thought it was a really terrific show.
Thank you.
A great week. And for me, just to say out there, I think Corey is a terrific caller. It's hard to call. I've never been able to do it. It's hard to call every day and be interesting. I think Corey's pretty great.
Yeah, Corey's solid. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Great caller.
I gotta say to Ike, I'm surprised at today's calls. I do think Corey's terrific, but I got to say to you, Ike, and you know this.
You know
this. On his best day on planet Earth, Terrence Crawford would never lay a mitt on Floyd Mayweather. He would be frustrated swinging in air for 12 rounds. You know this, Ike. No
contest. I don't know that.
No contest.
I don't know. Listen, Floyd was a great runner. He ain't really like mixing it up.
Best defensive player of all time.
Sure. Yeah, but I'm a boxer. I'm a boxing fan that likes. I'm not a big fan of the defensive guy. And quite frankly, Crawford is a counterpuncher as well.
Yep, but
he's a counterpuncher.
You saw when Floyd fought the greatest counterpuncher of all time, Sugar Shane Mosley, Shane couldn't touch him.
Past his prime. Shane was past his prime. What about Oscar De La Hoya?
Yeah.
What about the De La Hoya fight?
He got tagged a little bit in that.
Mm-hmm.
But Pacquiao didn't do much against him either.
Oh, past his prime.
Marquez didn't do anything much against him either. Okay.
Not the same caliber of fighter.
I'm going to stay on this. Boy, Ike, in 16 years I've been talking to you, this is the third time we disagreed.
Wow. What was the first two?
Wow.
Do you remember the first two, Don?
Well, the second one was this week when Ike campaigning for Nick Nurse.
Yeah,
hold on, you took that the wrong way.
Yeah,
Don, let me tell you something. I don't care about Nick Nurse. No one cares about Nick Nurse.
Yeah, you took that the wrong way.
Nobody cares.
And then the second one, Spike, and I like your influence on this, was 1,000 years ago when Miami won its second. There was an argument, that were talking to Ike and Anthony, and they were saying who had better talent, LeBron or Jordan, and Ike and Anthony were trying to tell me that Dwayne Wade's better than Scottie Pippen. Come on.
Oh,
well, he's a better offensive player.
Yeah, I mean, LeBron definitely had more talent than Jordan did.
Yeah,
you mean
Scottie,
like on the team?
Yes,
LeBron
player,
had a more loaded team than Michael Jordan ever did.
I'm talking specifically, Dwayne Wade is not a pimple on Scottie Pippen's butt.
Let me just give you my opinion on Scottie Pippen. Great player, has become massively overrated.
Jordan
never won a series before he showed up.
He's become massively overrated.
1-9 before Scottie Pippen showed up.
Here's the thing.
1-9.
Dwayne Wade won a championship as the best player on the team.
Shaq was there.
And Dwayne Wade
didn't win until Shaq showed up.
Did you watch the playoffs? Dwayne Wade had one of the most incredible finals performances I've ever seen. Meanwhile, Scottie Pippen pretended to have a headache or had a migraine and couldn't play, and then sat out a final play because it wasn't called
Spike,
for him.
Spike, the year that Jordan
Scottie
left,
Pippen's
he won 53 games.
And it was an embarrassing playoff defeat,
53
by the way.
53 games without Michael Jordan.
Congratulations, Dwayne Wade won a championship without LeBron.
With Shaq?
Okay, with Shaq. That was first, but Dwayne Wade was the best player on that team.
1-9.
No, Scottie Pippen's a little overrated.
Stop it with Scottie Pippen.
Little over.
I think I just cooked there. Honestly.
Man, that is wow. Okay. So that was the first one.
Okay.
I mean, Scottie Pippen, best defensive player of all times. He'd guard anybody. He'd guard a center. He'd guard a guy.
I mean, he's not the best defensive player of all time.
He never even won defensive player of the year.
Well, Jordan, they had to fake prop him up like a good defensive player, so they gave it to him.
You know.
All right.
They rigged his steal numbers. Okay. Everyone knows
right. That's a 16-year-old debate that I'm going to let lie.
That's probably a good idea,
Jack
Tom.
Jack asked me, Spike.
I know.
Jack critiques me off air, and he says I have a tendency to be repetitive. So I'm going to not – once I say something, that's it. It's done.
Okay.
Right. I love you, Tom.
Now, on the Spike
yes.
spun me. I was going to call, like, so you, on the record, Spike, 4 weeks ago, on Record Friday, I called and I said, I'm not worried about the Eagles offseason, even though they gave away half of their defensive line and half of their secondary. I wasn't worried. I have complete trust in Howie. And then Ike scorched Elliott, so now I completely flipped.
Thank you.
Ike completely flipped me. We can't lose AJ.
Okay, so if they did it, yeah. you would disagree.
I never really, you know, your dad, and I mean, there's some credible people saying it, but I can't believe that they would actually do that and trade.
But
AJ.
If they did,
but what I was, my point, don't want to be a hypocrite, is I say all the time I have complete trust in Howie, and if you have complete trust, then you can't criticize his move, right? No matter what it is. Until, like I said, I lit Elliot up, and I thought everything he said, I agreed with.
All right,
Tasty.
Yeah, he has that way with people.
All right, thank you for the call, Tasty Cake. Well, Tasty Cake bringing up boxing debates, Scottie Pippen versus Dwayne Wade.
That's bad. That's a hot topic.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
After we learned that Spike DoorDashes Advil.
I DoorDashed Advil once. Because I wanted to perform to the best of my ability in this radio show.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. Did you use promo code 94?
Yeah, seriously.
On DoorDash? Oh, no, that different performance. Sorry. All right. 215-592-9494. Leading off coming up in a moment for us to get you ready for Phils versus Marlins. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You know baseball is back. You can watch all the action at your local Chickies and Pete's. Go to chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.